With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. My name is Daryl Ong and you're tuned in to Bar None, our weekly sports show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. This month, golf mania continues in the Klang Valley. The CIMB Classic at TPC is currently on its third day. We covered the tournament last week, and this week we turn to the ladies, and more specifically to the 8th edition of the Sime Darby LPGA Malaysia, also held at TPC starting October the 26th to the 29th. We look ahead at the tournament with some of the best names in the LPGA roster, including reigning champion China's Feng Shangshan, former world number one Lydia Ko of New Zealand, Canada's Brooke Henderson, among many others will make their way down here to the Klang Valley. However, this week we zoom in onto the future of national women's golf, and in particular to the youngest golfer on the field come late October. 10 days after her 16th birthday, Natasha Andrea Un got the best belated birthday gift by winning the Sime Darby LPGA Malaysia qualifying tournament, amazing her supporters and outshining all her compatriots. Fortunate enough to speak to her ahead of the tournament, she started at the age of 4, and I kickstart the interview by asking if she remembered the first time she picked up a club.
When I was younger, young people tend to be very curious. So I was very curious when I went to the driving range, and I just wanted to try and swing the club. So my dad was like, oh, like, okay, you can try. So I tried it, and the ball flew, went up in the air, and it actually impressed him, and he was like, oh, okay, maybe, this is the start of, a hobby, or I took it as a hobby during that time, and he hired a coach on the spot, and I just came to understand the game more as I grew older, and I really like how complex it is and how simple it looked, but also very relaxing, and you can be one with the nature when you play the game, and it's just amazing history, and I really really love the game now.
Before your first strike on the driving range, were you exposed to golf at all, on the TV? Were you interested in it?
I don't think I really watched the TV at that time, but my dad did buy me a set of plastic clubs. Yeah, it was just for fun, but yeah, that was, I guess, my first peek at golf. Yeah,
started for fun and look where we are now. You joined numerous competitions. Yeah. Is it a bit surreal to you now? I mean, you're 16, you just qualified for the LPGA coming up in a couple of weeks.
It is, but last year I also qualified too. Last year was a bit more of an overwhelming feeling because it was my first sneak peek at the LPGA Tour. So this year, I feel a bit more prepared, more calm, and I'm really excited for the tournament.
Before I get into the more golfing stuff, are there any other sports you were interested in playing when you were young?
When I was young, I did a bit of swimming, running, but I also joined Taekwondo. Yeah, and going up until secondary year, I was Taekwondo, green belt, I think. And then I went full-time golf after that, yeah.
So do you still remember your Taekwondo moves?
No, it's very hard. My Taekwondo teacher would be do this segment. And then I'm just fumbling around because I didn't practice Taekwondo much, yeah.
You recently played the U.S. Girls Junior in Missouri in July, and you made it to the round of 32. What was the experience like? Tell us a bit about, playing golf overseas and representing the country almost.
Representing the country is something that I'm very proud of because I'm representing a country that is so diverse, and, it's very overwhelming for me whenever I go overseas because I get to see so many people competing with me and they also are very good. So I always love to see like great talents in the course and compete with them too. So doing this US Girls Junior, I qualified like unexpectedly. You know, my parents booked the ticket before the tournament and then they were like, oh, now we have to extend it. And I was like, oh, okay. It was very funny. So when I was going to Missouri, I was really nervous. The first time, I really didn't know how big the tournament was until I arrived there. You know, everything was prepared. I had my name on the locker. There were signs with the player's name on it. And basically, it felt like a pro tournament, and you really felt like you're a professional there. And I just realized how big the tournament was when I was there, and I was really nervous for it. So going into the stroke play, I was kind of, I was okay because I felt like, you know, I played golf 1,000 times and or more than 1,000 times. So when I played on the course, I felt more relaxed because I was comfortable and I was happy that I did well. Unfortunately, I got cut at round of 32, but I hope I can play next year.
First outing, I think that's still pretty decent, right?
I was really happy that I won my first match. It was nerve-wracking because I lost at the first hole, but then I trailed and came back up at hole 18 where I won by 1 up. So, yeah.
Going there, were you intimidated at all at the depth of, you know, the players?
I was a little intimidated. There were obviously some big names like Hayley Moore there, and, you know, they've been performing really well at other tournaments too, so I was really excited to meet them too. So yeah, I guess it was intimidating.
Like you said, you've played with some of the best players, Lydia Ko from New Zealand as well. What is it like, you know, playing with such strong competition out there?
It is very overwhelming, and to see that they've achieved so much, what I look at a positive side more. It's not like that you're competing with the best. It's like more you are learning from
right.
the best.
Trying to reach that level.
Trying to see what they do and try and learn and take morals from them because they've gone through a lot to get to where they are. And, you know, it's anything that you take is valuable to you.
Anything specific you can share? Like what are the things that you took away from that?
I learned how Lydia just laughs off her bad shots.
Okay.
And how she's always smiling and how composed she is, even though she is on the lead. And it's always so amazing to see how they keep their composure and how professional they are in the course. So that's one thing I learned.
I think most, especially in golf, right, you know, everything's silent. The pressure's on you when you're lining up for a shot. Other than that, do you see any other aspects of your game that improve?
I did see most of my mental aspect of the game improving when I played with them because, as you know, I'm a good friend with Jessica and I'm like, oh, how do you feel like, because you played in your first US Open, like, how were you not, like, nervous? She was like, I was really nervous. And then she said, just do your pre-shot routine. And then suddenly I was okay. So I kept on doing my pre-shot routine throughout the tournament and I think it worked really well for me, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about your friendship with Jessica Koda. What are some things about her that, you know, really impressed you, and any hot tips other than, you know, pre-shot routine?
What really impressed me about her is how humble she is, how down-to-earth she is, how funny she is, and how inspiring she is to me. She's a role model to me in every way, and to see her succeed is so happy for me. And like, she's gone through so much, and I keep on learning from her. And we try and keep in touch on Instagram, but obviously she's very busy, and she's so popular. And I drove to Singapore this year just to see her, and she was so kind and nice. And what I learned from her is, you know, if anything, like, bad happens, try and, like, go through it, because the losses always make the winning more special. Yeah, and you always learn from your losses, and yeah.
You think specifically in golf that it's important to have that mentor-mentee kind of relationship?
I think it's quite important because it's someone that you can talk to when you're feeling down and someone who can motivate you. And also a mentor kind of like, when you're having a success, a mentor doesn't like tell you that, oh, you know, like, how do you say that? It's just don't let it get to your head. Yeah, not like, oh, I'm like in the success mood and I'm just really deep into this success thing that you forget that about your training. That, yeah, so, you know, I guess a mentor really helps you to just drag you back to your path and just focus on the next thing, not stay in the present.
Keep you in check, lah, in other words. You'll be competing in your second LPGA tournament. Can you tell us a bit about your training regime? You know, your coach, you know, what does he tell you, this sort of thing, how many times a week?
I don't see Steven, my coach, a lot because he is also very busy. He travels a lot and our schedules doesn't really fit each other a lot. So, yeah. But usually I just try and train here in TPC by the driving range or the putting green. And I just try and train as much as I can until probably it goes dark and then my mom's like, oh, it's time to go home, do your homework and study. Yeah, so... that's probably my training regime since I still go to school and, you know, training is about 4 hours or 3 hours a day. So, yeah, I try to do it as best as I can.
I'm sure it gets pretty tiring for you, right?
It does, actually. Sometimes you feel frustrated. You know, there are days where you don't feel like training. I guess that's the hard part of it. But what pushes, like, when you put yourself to it, I guess you can really see the magic happening in the future. And, you know, whatever work you put in is the sum of how you're going to perform.
Yeah, just talking about that, you have to juggle school and both your golfing career. One, how hard is that to you know, separate the two worlds? And also, you know, what's the most challenging part of doing that?
It's very hard because you have like two lives, separate two lives, and you know, you're in school and you're in golf. And
are you thinking about golf when you're in school?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, sometimes I just search up golf videos when I feel bored a bit, but. It's obviously very hard because you're not every day in school, and sometimes when the teacher is talking about something, you don't really understand. But my school really helps me a lot, and they really understand what schedule I've been going through. And the teachers, when they have like free time, they say, "Oh, you know, you can always ask me questions, and it's okay if you can't submit a work in time. Just give it to me when you're done." So I'm really grateful to be in my school, which is Champaka, which is like 5 minutes away from here, and I think it would have been much, much harder without them. So, yeah.
That's great. Who has been your biggest influence in your golfing career so far?
My parents, firstly, because they have sacrificed so much for me and they have put in so much time and work and effort and money and blood, sweat and tears, you know, into putting me to where I am today. And it is still ongoing, so I'm really happy and grateful to have parents like them because they hold on for so long and, you know, they're so supportive of me and I'm just really blessed to have them.
Natasha, you're 16 years old and I'll be frank, that's not playing golf is not what most 16-year-olds do in Malaysia especially. What are your views on the local golfing scene, especially when it comes to young players?
As you said, there's not a lot of people who play golf, but I guess that Malaysia is very supportive of their golfing community because they hold a lot of tournaments, a lot of state tournaments, and MGA does send the team, you know, to national, like SEA Games or national cups like that. So I'm very happy to have a supportive, you know, to have support from Malaysia. And there's a lot of courses like TPCKL also, and you know that they hold the professional tournaments. So we juniors, Malaysian juniors, get to see how the pros perform. And I guess that's really good for us too. So yeah, the local golfing community is quite good. Yeah, I guess.
What do you think about the stigma of golf being an old person's game?
Oh.
Bit of a cheeky question.
It is. It's more old person's game, I guess. You do see a lot of old people playing golf, right?
Not just that, but you know, to the fans and the supporters, right?
Yes. But if you kind of see it, it's more of like a historic game. So I guess that's where it's coming from. It's just really old game. So I guess that's why it's called an old person game. Or maybe old people just like to play golf more.
And you're going against the grain in that respect.
Yeah. I'm an old person, I guess.
Well, you're 4 when you started, you're 16 now, so you're older, maybe not old. Any words of advice you can give, you know, fellow young golfers listening to this now?
I guess if they want to, like, try golf, I mean, I'll tell them, you know, you never know until you try, because, you know, maybe they're like, oh, golf, want to try, but they're just like, they get really intimidated, so... Just, you never know until you try, and if you love it, then keep on doing it and wait, because investing time in something takes a long time, and it takes a very long time to see the results come. So just wait and be patient, and if you ever feel down, just push through it, or just watch some motivating videos.
That always helps, motivation. If you could pick any tournament, you know, in the world right now, which one would it be, and, you know, to win?
To win, yeah, it's probably the U.S. Open for me. Yeah, the U.S. Open's always been an iconic tournament, and it's so grand, and it's so, have like a long history, so U.S. Open would be my pick.
Prestigious.
Yes, and also one of the most, like, grandest tournaments ever, and everyone always talks about it whenever it comes. It's so amazing, yeah.
After this tournament, you know, can you just give us a rundown of your rest of the year and your future plans?
My future plans, well, after the tournament, I guess I'm just going to try and play as much tournaments as I can after this one. And next year, I'm going to go to university in America, to San Jose State. So, yeah,
that's my still plan. Be nurturing your golf skills.
Yeah, and my long-term goal would be to turn professional. Yeah, and probably try and go to LPGA Tour. That's my dream.
Catch Natasha Andrea Un in action at the Siam Derby LPGA happening October the 26th to the 29th. For more information and to get your tickets, do head over to siamderbylpgamalaysia.com. And that brings us to the end of this week's feature. But just before we sign off, if you'd like to revisit the interview, do head over to www.pfm.my. You can tweet us, we are at BFM Radio, and also don't forget to download our latest app via Google Play and the App Store. My name is Daryl Ong, and this has been Barnan, our weekly sports show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Have a great rest of the weekend, and do join us again next week, right here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, the catcher number 2. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.